Hey there, welcome back to the Northwest Audio Podcast Midweek Formation, where we give some supplemental content to take your formation beyond Sunday morning. My name's Nick, I'm the community pastor here at Northwest, and I'm here with our youth pastor, Sam. Today we're going to continue to unpack our series, House of Prayer, this time talking about Pastor Mark's message on Sunday on discernment.
Got like half that first part of your script memorized now. It's pretty great.
I hope that anyone that listens has it memorized. I hope that they can just mouth along with it.
Up until when you introduce what we're talking about, I'm like, I can do it almost perfectly. Yeah. It's great.
Maybe we'll have you try it next time.
I feel like I'd just be wrong at that point.
some things are just, we need to keep unchanged.
Yeah.
We need to keep
the main thing the main thing, you know?
The main thing is the intro.
Yeah.
We must keep that. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Oh man. If you haven't listened to Sunday's message, you just go ahead and turn this off and go listen to it.
True.
Because that's important. It was a really great word. Bro, Mark, he's a very gifted communicator.
Yeah, good he grief. Is. Definitely works works a room
oh
well.
Oh my word. Yeah. I was like, man, this guy, come on. He did a great job on Sunday. So it was great to have him from Mercy Road Anderson to be with us on a Sunday. It was great. So we've been talking about this series and kind of unpacking each week. I guess this is our second time doing it. So I say we have been as if it's been going on for a while. It's really only gone on 1 week. But talking about the different types of prayer and unpacking kind of some practicalities of these things and how do we do this on a real life day-to-day scale. Because I think we've talked about this, you know, Sundays can tend to be lofty for our minds. And yes, there's a very distinct call to action and application point. But sometimes we lose it and we tend to like just kind of let it drift away. And so we really want to create a space in which we can say, hey, let's talk about real day to day, how we go through these things, and stuff like that. So I think the big thing that Mark was getting into that I appreciated, I feel like it's very timely. And we even talked about it a little bit last week, but of just like listening. We are not great listeners.
No,
we are not. We just talk.
We're great talkers.
We love to just gab with God. That's a podcast. Gab with God.
Oh man.
Gab with God. We just love to talk his ear off. But what Mark was presenting, I felt was very appealing of just like listening, like that prayer of just here I am. And just letting God speak into that. I think was just so huge and important for our people on a very wide scale. So I would even encourage you, if you didn't listen to last week's Midweek Formation podcast, just go back, listen to that and use that as some pointers of like, man, you know, how can I sit and listen in my schedule or with my personality type? Like, how can I kind of do that? And so I would definitely encourage you to do that. But today there's a different thing we kind of want to focus on. It's kind of like it's the next step, you know, this is almost like not even just an unpacking of Sunday's message, but like a next step of Sunday's message of like, all right, you want to hear God. Now what?
Right. We're almost giving like an appendix section to
yes,
Mark's message.
An appendix section, of like the application point. We want to answer the question, you know, how do you know which voice is which?
Yeah.
Because I think now that last week's podcast and that Mark's message has gotten the attention of our people of saying, hey, you need to listen. Now I think, you know, this podcast format is the perfect place to address this other question that maybe some of us might ask is then how do I know which is him? How do I know what's God and what's just my buddy?
Yeah.
How do I know what's God and not just my thoughts, like my subconscious, you know? You know, this is your conscience speaking, you know,
right. Like cricket dancing around
cricket. Like, well, how do I know what's the angel and the devil on my shoulders versus what is the Holy Spirit trying to say something to me? Like, how do I know what's what? You know, because we always hear people say like, well, yeah. And then God said to me, did you hear an audible? You know what I mean? Like, did God like, was it, what is an audible voice saying like, Sam, you know, like a Sam, Sam, Sam.
Yeah, all
Sam.
The echoes.
You know, like, you know, my good and faithful servant. Like, is that what it was like?
Right.
Or is it more of just like a simple thought or, you know, something that just kind of came to mind? And so when someone says, you know, I heard from the Holy Spirit or I heard from God, like, we don't know what to make of that when it comes to then practicing it, because we don't know what to expect from God.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't know how we're looking for him, is the big thing there.
Yeah. Cause even, you know, if you look at, you know, for example, when our church preaches, we use the NIV Bible. As you do a quick, by the way, this is nothing scholarly on my part. This is literally hitting the Google search engine for like 2 minutes and doing this.
Google's a great friend, man.
Use it. But literally it was like just typing in Bible verses about discernment. And then I'll go in and I'll use the various, there's like a basic Bible. Now I just sound like a dummy. Basic Bible, like Greek lexicon. It's called Bible Hub. But really, I mean, you could type in, you know, 1 Corinthians 2, whatever, where you see the word discernment used, and then click on the word in the Greek where it's found. So some of the Greek words used for discernment was like examine or investigate. One was straight up discernment. Another was distinguishing. Another was, I actually really liked the way that this person put it, perception of the senses and intellect that cuts through hazy ethical or moral matters to really size things up. And I really loved that.
Read that again.
Yeah, it's the discernment would be the perception of the senses and intellect that cuts through hazy ethical or moral matters to really size things up.
Wow. That's so good. Yeah. And that's honestly, that's why this makes a perfect appendix for Mark's message. Is Mark's like, hey, you need to hear from God. Like, we need to establish that. And what you hear from the people on just the day-to-day, like what your past says to you,
right.
You know, what your story is, all of these things, like, that is not, you know, it's not the distinguisher. That is not the thing that defines you, you know. But instead saying you need to be listening for God. And he uses even that text of saying, like, you know, Peter, you didn't learn this from all these things. You learned this from God.
Right.
This was revealed to you.
Matthew 16 passage.
Yes, this was revealed
about.
To you by God. And so, you know, he's shown us the importance of the hearing piece. Now it's time we need to discuss, like, okay, what is that like?
Yeah, like I've done the homework assignment from the message. I sat down, I said, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, here I am. But then all these things started popping in my head. Or maybe I sensed a pattern of people saying one thing or another, and some of them repeated, is this the Lord? Is it not? What do I do? How do I discern what's his voice versus some random podcast I listened to versus a pastor versus last night's pizza from Little Caesars because you had a $5 off coupon? Like, what is it?
Yeah. And I would even say, and the way it gets kind of tricky is that God can use and often uses all of the things.
100%. That's what Mark said too, but that he can speak with ants.
Yes.
As the example he used, like ants, a whisper.
Yeah. And so that's one thing that we have to be conscious of and even looking out for. Like, I know, I mean, for me, a practice that I have is just throughout my day, if something happens, and I try my best to go through this thought. I'm not perfect at it. I'm not that perfect person that's always thinking with God all day long. That's like, man, what do you think, God? You know, I do my best.
Sure. If you find a perfect person, you let me know.
I will. I've been looking. But I do my best to have a practice that's like, God, what are you trying to say to me through this? This being whatever, being family drama, being a friend going through a hard time, be something at work, something with this, something with that, a parenting moment, you know, like, what are you trying to reveal to me? What are you trying to say to me? Because I think the Holy Spirit's always trying to say something to us, no matter what. We talked about this last week. It's like, we kind of over-spiritualize.
Yeah.
We like make a huge deal about it. I think God is always trying to say something simply because of the fact that whatever you're doing, there is always a Jesus way to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you are going through in your whole life, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. There is a Jesus way to do it, to do life. And God is always trying to reveal to you what that Jesus way is if you open yourself up to it.
Right.
So I think one of the first steps of hearing God and getting used to hearing his voice, you know, that it's that John 10, my sheep know my voice. My sheep, and it says the sheep won't know the strangers. Okay, so right now, I think for a lot of us, Jesus is a stranger. And we can't understand his voice. We might hear him talking, but to us, it's just another voice in our head. It's just another thing going on because we're not familiar with the shepherd. And so we need to become familiar with the shepherd in that sense. And so I think the first step is saying things like, how can I be more like Jesus in this?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever starts to come to your mind through scripture and through different things, I would venture to say that is the Spirit of God.
Right.
Like that is the Spirit of God moving in you to show you how Jesus would do things. What would Jesus do if he were me in my certain circumstances, in my certain situation? And so I think that's a great first step of saying, this is how I can hear God, by just asking the question, how can I be Jesus in this? Lord, what are you revealing to me about this situation? How can I step into this as a follower of Jesus? How can I be a light in the darkness in this time? I think that for one thing is a good place to start.
Yeah, does it line up in his word? I mean, people in the Old Testament, even the early church, they would kill to have the 60s. I mean, they wouldn't kill, but they they would love to have a, you know, the 66 books we have in scripture right on hand to have and available. You know, we were talking earlier, 1 John 4:1, John writes, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." Right? So, I mean, how do you test scripture? It's unchanging.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right there. Check the word. Yeah. That's how you know.
Test it against different things. Bring it into community. Bring it into the church. You know, bring it to your pastor. Bring it to, you know, if you're in a community, which if you're not, you should be.
Preach.
You know, if you're in a community, like bring it to your people. Bring something that says, hey, like I feel like I've just been getting this urge to do blank. Or I feel like, God has just kind of been whatever, saying this.
Yeah, even before the community, though.
Yes, like, go to the word.
Yeah.
Is this contrary to the word? And even if you don't even know where to begin with that, like, what are you going to do? Read the whole Bible and see if you find a thought? Like, questions you can ask. Will this make me more loving?
Mm-hmm.
Does this love God? And does this love my neighbor? If it doesn't do any of those things, you're going to want to spend some more time thinking on that.
Right.
And oftentimes it may not be something like that, unless it's like a, God led me to this one thing and it was like an opportunity to do something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I even thought about that. I went to a Lutheran high school. And so, you know, obviously we had, you know, as college decisions are being made, like it was normal to have people talking about praying into a decision. And that wasn't like a weird thing to talk about.
Sure.
But I had plenty of teachers that would be like, you know, God doesn't always care all that much.
Right.
About which college you go to. Because guess what? You can be like Jesus at whatever college you go to. And you can, you know, bring kingdom in whatever college you go to. And so like sometimes it's just a choice. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. Like it doesn't have any like good or bad, you know, moving forward or stepping backward when it comes to the kingdom.
Right. Discernment does not mean sit on your hands and wait for a voice from the sky.
Yes. You can't just be able to sit there and be like, I'm going to wait till God shows up and says to me audibly, Nick, do this, because sometimes it's not always going to happen. But what I can do is say, okay, is this going to make me more loving? Will it give me an opportunity to be more loving? Does not really matter all that much. And no matter which decision I make, I can love people in it.
Okay. Right.
But is this going to make me a little bit more hateful? It's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
Is this going to make me, you know, push against people? Is this going to cause division in people? You know, even when it comes to like prophetic words for people, like, is this going to encourage them or is this going to tear them down? Is this, is this something, you know, like there are plenty of people all throughout time have been like, God's telling me to divorce because he wants me to go do this instead.
No, he's not.
I don't think God's telling you to do that. God wouldn't just be like, yeah, you should just divorce your spouse because do this. Like,
it's contrary to his word.
It's contrary to his word. It's contrary to his word.
I love that you talked about like loving your neighbor as yourself and loving the Lord. Like Jesus, what Jesus said is
literally,
exactly.
Go to the Sermon on the Mount.
You're referencing. Right.
Go to the Sermon on the Mount. Go to the Ten Commandments. Go to the Sermon on the Mount and be like, does what I feel like is the Spirit of God, what I'm interpreting as a Spirit of God saying something to me, does it contradict what's in there? Does it keep me from Jesus or does it push me towards Jesus? Because that's something that we know for a fact we can count on.
Right.
If it pushes me towards Jesus, man, I'd say that's God. Like I would say that's the Spirit 100%. Of God, like through and through. If it doesn't, then now we get into the point where it's like, man, this is probably something else. Let me give you an example. This was back when we were doing nonstop prayer in December.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a prayer hour at home. You know, I usually really like to come into the prayer room here. Wasn't able to. Maddie and I were both sick, and so was Jude. And so it was like a whole ordeal. We were exhausted, up all night, all the time. It was just terrible. And so I'm at home. It's 4 a.m. I have a 4 a.m. slot. I go out to my couch and I'm sitting there and I'm praying, inviting the Lord to just like speak to me. And at the time because I'm sick, I'm unable to, you know, be present at the church and do the responsibilities that I have for my job. You know, full-time, like I have a responsibility. I have responsibilities to do and I have, it's nonstop prayer time. And so I am like, I have a responsibility to be there. And so I was like, I'm not able to do all these things that I'm supposed to do. And I had a hard time giving that over to God. And I was frustrated with that about myself. And I was frustrated that I was like, you know, why am I not doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing? And I almost felt like a disappointment and like a, almost forgetting the value that God has for me and the love that God has for me, no matter what I'm bringing to the table, and being okay with saying, you know what? I'm ill. I'm going to stay home.
Right.
I'm going to take a nap and this thing isn't going to get done, but I have to do it to get healthy. And so I'm praying into all these things. That's just a lot of backstory. I'm praying into these things during this prayer hour and I start to doze off. It's 4 a.m. I start to doze off. I'm running low on sleep. And so I'm falling asleep. And I start to have this dream in which I'm a pastor at this church. And it's like I don't recognize the church. It's just like an old school, like steeple church.
Like and Baptist in the middle of the hill somewhere.
Yes, yes. And so I'm at this church. It was white. I'm at this church and I'm sitting there and there's an offering bowl next to me. And a woman walks in. And she walks in, she's got like, she looks very wealthy. And she, you can tell she has sunglasses on and she's like, you know, she walks in just kind of like, just very clearly kind of obnoxious, arrogant. She walks in and she says, I say, hi, welcome. It's so great that you're here. And she says, you know what, let's cut to the chase. Like drop the act. I know what you want. And she puts a big old huge wad of cash in the offering bowl and then walks away. And my first thought in this dream is, no. Like, I want to get to know you. I just want to be with, like, I just want you here. Like, I don't, like, yes, your money, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate the generosity. But, like, I don't want you here so I can get your money. I want you here so I can get to know you.
Mm.
And then I woke up immediately. And in my head, I'm like, what the heck was that? Like, what a weird dream to have. And then suddenly, it all like clicks in of I was being that woman coming to God and saying, like, forget all of the, I know what you want.
Yeah, you want God. Me to get my stuff done.
You want me to get my stuff done. You want me to be all this productive person in the kingdom. Drop the act saying you want to be with me. You just want me to do what you want. And God's sitting there. He's like, no, man, I just want you. Like the kingdom work, that's all part of it. And that's a great next step. And that's something that I want to invite you into and bring you into. I invite you to give yourself. But first, I just want you here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need, I love you. I value you. That right there is very obviously not a, like, I don't have to go to the word and be like, would God say this? No. God, like me thinking to myself, being reminded of God's love for me, God's value for me, and God's invitation into partnership, that is 100% easily discernible as that's the Spirit of God.
Not to mention it's right on the heels of something you're praying into.
Something absolutely. I'm praying into. And so I would encourage all of us to just be aware of that, that when it comes to dreams, visions, hearing things like that, and just as like even in our own thoughts, we're quick to say, no, that's just my own thought. I thought of that. That wasn't God. Well, God can use your thoughts. Like God can use your thoughts. If the first thing you think of is something and it's like definitely seems like something God would say, I'd venture to say that that could be God, you know, like revealing something to you. And so hopefully that kind of breaks down some of the confusion a little bit, of just like, man, I can tell.
Right.
And eventually you'll even get to a point like in John 10 where it says eventually you'll just know the shepherd's voice.
Yeah, and you could tell though, not only because of scripture, which should be our primary anchor, but because you also do know the shepherd's voice.
Yeah, like I had gotten to a point where I heard the shepherd's voice and I was able to say, oh yeah, me being in this season and hearing that I'm loved no matter where I'm at, that's totally God.
Yeah.
And so whenever you get things like that, lean into those. Oh my goodness. Lean into those. We talked about how hearing God is so important. So lean into it. Like don't, I think we walk into it saying, all right, God, if you're going to say anything, like come expectant.
Yeah.
Like say, here I am, Lord, and expect that he's going to say something to you. And when that lines up with Jesus, and when that lines up with scripture and what Jesus says, you can take that to the bank and you can say, yeah, the Spirit of God is upon me. The Spirit of God is speaking to me. The Spirit of God is revealing things to me and he's guiding me and he loves me and he wants to partner with me. He's inviting me into more. And so, I don't know. Do you think that would help answer that question?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, again, I just enjoy soaking this in myself as well. I didn't know about that dream. So
here I am talking about gabbing to God, and I'm gabbing on this podcast.
No, I mean, ultimately, like you said, it's the number one thing I always stress to our students, but really to anyone, the Word of God. Am I loving God? Am I loving my neighbor? I also like, I use Micah 6:8 as the acid test. Like,
that's so good. Yeah.
Wherever I'm going, can I act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly? If the answer is yes, stop waiting for a voice from the sky.
Yeah.
You're probably really free in your decision. You know, past that point, ask close people to you who know you, not just people you see at church on a Sunday, but people who you're actually involved with on a day-to-day basis, who I like to use the phrase, live in a glass house. As best you can, live in a place where people can see and speak into your life. If you don't have that, I would recommend joining a community. There's another plug from the youth pastor saying join a community, because your community as well, hopefully you have people in there who are grounded in the Word. That is their unchanging objective source of truth. They're listening to the Spirit and they know you. That is another great person to go to. But if that person that you're trying to go to is not grounded in the Word and is not listening to the Spirit and doesn't know you, they're not a good person to be that second source of thought for you.
Yeah. No, but that's really good. I think the step-by-step process is good. So that first step being the Word, put it against Scripture. If you're unsure, like if you, there are some things where you can be definitely positive of like, man, God just told me he loves me. Yeah, you don't have to go against it. You don't have to go like looking for stuff and trying to find proof. But you know, the putting against the Word, can I love God, love my neighbor? Can I you know, am I becoming a person of love? Judging against Micah 6:8. And then the second one being, I'm gonna bring some people in, the people that are close to me, the people that speak into my life, the people that are also following Jesus, and especially people that like are a little bit more seasoned than I am.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, I'm like feeling this kind of urge and this kind of, this is stirring in me. What do you think? Like, I've gone to scripture. I've gone to these things. I'm just unsure. You know, what are your thoughts? Like, is the spirit stirring anything in you to add to it? You know, like, so I've had that happen sometime. I've been praying into something, you know, and someone came up to me and was just like, they confirmed what I was praying for.
Yeah.
And so it's like, wow, like, thank you, God. Like, thank you for that little confirmation, little tidbit right there. Like, that was really helpful. And so, you know, that's a huge step. And if you're still unsure after that point, I would step into much more prayer, and try and discern that. And honestly, if you're that unsure after all of that process, then I think there's a lot more to unpack there.
Right. Pardon the coffee mug phrase, but a lot of that, if you're still unsure after all that point, is probably fear.
Yeah.
And again, insert here, prep yourself for the coffee mug phrase. Fear is faith in the wrong direction. If you're, it is a great coffee mug phrase. But if, again, if you're at that point, what you are pursuing, whether it's you and your business, you with your, maybe a potential significant other, your current significant other, if you are green light in the word, you've got people close to you who are grounded in the word, who listen to the Lord and know you, all affirming the direction you're thinking about as well. If you're still crazy anxious at that point, it's probably fear.
Yeah.
And fear's not of the Lord.
Mm.
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's fear. That's not what Paul says. Yeah. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. God is not a God of confusion. Yeah, that'd be a horrible verse. But God's not a God of confusion.
Mm.
He's a God of clarity. Yeah. And he's not sitting there like, he's not like one of those traffic cops who's like tucked away, trying to hide in the dark, ready to catch you.
That's so good.
That's not God. That's not God going, oh, I can't wait to get this guy. That's not him lying in wait. Like, that's not the voice of the Lord. That's not the heart of the Father.
Yeah.
The heart of the Father is pursue my heart, be in relationship with
me. It's almost like what JD said 2 weeks ago when he said, you know, he doesn't want to give you a drop. He wants to give you everything.
Yeah.
The fullness of the divine. That's really good. If you're unsure at that point, you're probably scared. You know, and you need to figure that out.
Right.
Why are you scared? Well, there's a lot more to unpack. And so that's a case by case. If you find yourself in that position, come talk to me. Come find me, come find Sam. You know, talk to us. You know, we would love to walk alongside you in that.
Yeah.
And so please, like, let us be a resource. That is our job.
Literally our job.
That is quite literally why we are here. And so if you need anything in this topic of conversation, if you are confused and you need help discerning, and you've gone through different steps and different prayers and all these things, and you're just still unsure, come talk to us, please. And we would love to step into that with you.
And for whatever reason, if you're living far away or you think one of us bite, which we don't, there's a book called Decision Making in the Will of God by Gary Friesen. If you really want to try to exhaust all of your options, it's like 500 pages. It is a major investment. But he goes through like all these possible tiny scenarios of questioning what areas do I really pray into? What should I just let go of? It freed me.
Okay,
in the way I think
I'll
about praying.
I'll tag that book. I'll link that book in the show notes. And I'll also link, I might have linked this last week, but linking How to Hear God by Pete Greig. You know, he kind of unpacks multiple ways. You know, he unpacks like hearing God's voice in the word, hearing God's voice in the whisper, you know, and kind of trying to unpack all those things and how we can discern that. So I hope that helps for our people, and just kind of gives us the freedom to step into that this week, to step into what Mark was talking about, in, you know, hearing God and listening for him and saying, here I am, Lord, just speak to me. You know, leaning into the present, leaning into the promise, you know, and trusting that God is going to give something in that. And so I encourage you to just make that a practice this week. Step into that. You know, even right now, just as this podcast ends, just wherever you're at, if you're in your car, if you're at home, whatever you're doing, if you are able to just even take a pause for 45 seconds, a minute, and just say, "Here I am, Lord." And just invite him to speak to you, to give you some sort of encouragement, to refresh your soul. Yeah, I just encourage you to step into that.
Here, let's hum a hymn for the next minute while people... That'll be your closing minute of the podcast.
I would just turn it off. I wouldn't want to listen to myself hum for a minute and a half.
Oh, I wouldn't subject you people to that. Don't worry.
Well, that's all we've got on there. So if you have any questions or things that you want us to talk about on the podcast, please let us know. We're always happy to talk about those things. And you can do that by going to the media tab on our website at mercyroadnw.com. And on our website, you'll also be able to find more details and information about our community. And you can get a hold of me or Sam directly as well if you go to the staff page. So thank you so much for joining us. And we will talk to you again soon.